Okay, what do they say? If we're going to have injectors, yeah? If we're going to buy it. Anyway, so let's see what's going on here. So the Parsha speaks basically about the Kriyas Yam Suf, right? So the main problem here that I have is, what was so special about Kriyas Yam Suf? What was such a godless that we have a Yom Tov even for Kriyas Yam Suf, like the 70th of Pesach? And even not just amongst the goyim, even by us in our literature, we also, it's like Mamish whole episode Kriyas Yam Suf. What was so special? What was different Kriyas Yam Suf more than Makas Choyshech? She made a nes, beautiful nes. Not only that, you go through the parsha, the whole thing is Mamish Hashem is Mamish orchestrating the whole thing for this. Like we left Egypt and Hashem and we're already there, and then we came back, and Hashem made a whole nest. He pizza a tether, but she says, Mamish, to make sure that the Buchi member Hares, that the Yishim should to think that we are lost. The whole thing for this thing. Shkoya, we left Egypt, killed the Egyptians, Makafechares, you are done. Oh, that's it, Vaiter, Vaiter Shas. What's the whole thing? What is this whole Kriyas Yam Suf? Weiter, you go to the Rashi's Mamish, like every Rashi, Shver, Mamish, Nushai. Rashi's go through every single thing. Rashi says that he goes through all the different punishments that the Egyptians went through. And Rashi goes to them and says, it's a whole din of Midah Keneged Midah. Rashi says, Melamesh Nase Yam Tit, Likmo Ilahem Kenidosom, Sheabdu Es Israel, Echomu Beinim. And then Rashi says, and there was Davka, three levels that show him exactly how he was the Midah Keneged Midah for exactly what each one did. Mamesh Rashi, Rashi says, Bayenego Bichbeidu, Rashi says, Beanoga Sheikeveido, Bekoshelahem, Bemidah Shemodidu, Begech Beliboy. Mamish, every Rashi is going prati protein trying to find this Mina Keneged Mido. What's going on here? The Holy Shem Yisrael was Mina Keneged Mido. The Holy Shem Yisrael was Mina Keneged Mido. So maybe you're going to tell me, like Josh wanted to say, maybe, yeah, in Achinam, but Rashi is trying to find you the Mina Keneged Mido. In Achinam it was, right? It's maybe must be what it is. The problem is that Rashi does not do that by the Makkes. You go to the Makkes, unless you know the Midrash, that everything is Midah Keneged Midah, without Rashi, you see there's no Midah Keneged Midah. We know it's Midah Keneged Midah. And the Midrash goes like every single Makkes, like every single little thing, why? But Rashi doesn't go through every part of the how it was. And Rashi has had it, he's waking up after the Holy Shias Mitzrayim, after the Makkes, and he's trying to tell you what it is. So what is Rashi saying? It has to be Rashi saying here that there was a Midah Keneged Midah. Not for the to be master what it was, but there was a Midah Keneged Midah similarly different than what it was in the same sign. The Rashi has to tell you here's Midah Keneged Midah. So what was this Midah Keneged Midah? What are we talking about here? Rashi's so busy with this whole thing. Another problem that I have is that Rashi brings this down. It says Zekelim Be'anveyu. So the Gemara says that they were pointing to the Eivishter, and the Gemara says that Rosh Hashim Kavayam Mashelor Roy Heskel Mebuzim Maisa Berkobo. That the Shivka saw by Yam what the Heskel did not see in Maisa Berkobo. See, we all learn this for years. But what does that mean exactly? What does that mean that sheep saw? They saw a ness. They saw a gilu, a revelation of Yevishar through a ness, how Hashem changed nature. Yecheskel and Muzi saw the Yevishar Kabyochol, the Mais Merkobo. So what does that mean that they saw a ness is greater? The ness is just a soil of who the Yevishar is. Yecheskel and Muzi saw the Yevishar. And even if you're going to say, like the Targum says, that they were all Nevi'im, but even if it was Nevi'im, from the Targum, the views came from the Shiro, that the words that Hashem put was a Nevi'im, but not in the actual scene. The Re'ia was not a Novi'im Re'ia. The Shiro, the words they were saying was a Nevi'im Shiro. But Miyachi says that the Reyesha boy was greater than the Keskin Meister Kobo.
Whole thing. Mom is not shy.
There's another Zach that one of my friends, he showed me from Yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan's time, that he says that there's a posuk, mamish, there's a posuk in Shir HaShirim. So the posuk in Shir HaShirim, which happens to be we read it mamish by Pesach, right? So interesting enough, I think it's going to be maybe shikul related, but the posuk says by Shir HaShirim, mamish, the first, it says that. Just find it here. You can see it. It says here. It says, Lesusosi Berikre Paroi, Dimisich Rayosi. So, what does that mean? This posuk, what does that mean? So, comes along and Rashi says, that, as she says, Dimisich Rayosi, Shom by Kriyas Yamsuf by Sukhmer Paroi, it is in the coil. I show everyone Shere Yossi that you're my beloved. So the posuk reads basically the Sukhmer Paroi with Paroi at that time. The Miser, I show my love. I show my love to you. What do you mean show my love to you? And Yisias Mitzrayim was not my love to you. Was Super Paroi was my love to you, and what Makas Mekoyim was my love to you? What is he saying? So the might say, till now, I always thought, and I'm sure that we grew up, Pashtas, that this is Kriyas Yamsuf business. It's like the Emshech of Yisias Mitzrayim, the Makom Patish. We thought, Parshas Bo, that we are done, now there's a shtick on the Nage that is still left over. That's what we always, as a portion, that's what we learn in school. I didn't go to Jewish school, but that's what I'm sure they teach in the schools. So I assume they teach that. The pshat that I think is a thorough mistake. I think it's wrong. Keep shooting wrong. Why is it wrong? Because this Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nikadim is not a random thing that happened. This comes back to Bishvat Besorim. There's a whole history behind till we get to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this Bishvat Besorim, it's a whole master plan already from the Eishter from Abraham's time called Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you go through the actual Hashem's talking about this Yetzias Mitzrayim thingy, this episode, you're going to find nowhere Kriyas Yamsuf. It does not say. Not even that. Even when Hashem is already mamish betoich a Yetzias Sheboy and he's talking to Moshe about it, that's not say. He talks about the Makkels, the Heires, and when we have a Livoy, Tavdo and Elokino, when it's Seyri, and it's Seyri, and it's Seyri, and it's Seyri, and it's Seyri. And not only that, there's a Rashi. Mamish, like a Rashi here, Mamish going, Mamish seems like Rashi's going against the whole, Mamish, it goes against the whole Jewish school, like teaching. Rashi says, you bring seer, Rashi's left, before comes along Rashi, Mamish, two words. But Mamish is touching Rashi. He's Rashi, like, and Rashi says, when he's talking to Avraham Avinu, he says, he says that the veino is some of the Moshono, become a goy, a shay yaboidu, that anoichi, the achar ken yetsu bikus godo. So there's going to be an inui and abdus, blah, 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 and then I'm going to damn the Egyptians, and then you're going to go out. And that's the end. And says Rashi, what is the dan? What is the dan? So, based on what we said, the Dan is like everything up until after Yes Yamsu. That's the Gmar, like you said, that's the Gmar Din. Says Rashi, Dan Anoichi Beasoy Makis. Mamish Rashi, you see this Rashi, like the word is Rashi. Beasoy Makis, it's Mamish Medaik in the Soy Makis, Rashi. Medaukas, Mamish, two words. Because that's circuit right. Because that's a chat. Rashi knows what he's talking about. The Dan Anoichi, Hashem said, Dan Anoichi, the Egyptians, they have a plan. They're going to make you suffer. Right. But Lemaise, as Skal Be'oinish, the Egyptians will still have to pay. For what they did to you, I'm going to ban them because of what they did to you. Just like any other Ummah does anything, like I do anything to anyone, Lemay say I need to pay, right? We are getting to the first philosophy of it was Nixar. Lemay say, Hashem says, you're going to pay back, I'm going to get you back. So, what you did to that person now, you're going to have to pay back for that, says Hashem. That's Skarbe Onish Tikadin. Dan Anoichi, and banning them. They did something wrong to another human being, they have to pay back. And guess what? And after that, Hashem says, it's over. That's it. The whole thing is over. I got my master plan done. For every reason Hashem had, he had to go to Egypt. I don't know why. You can say 20 different reasons. Lemais Hashem, the whole master plan, excellent. He put us in Egypt for his blah, blah, blah. And then what they did wrong to us, they deserve because they harm a human being, they gotta pay back. Hashem says, you know what? Even though I'm kind of mastering the whole thing, the mice, Scarboni says you're gonna get it back. And after that they will leave, and that is over. And that's the end. Asore Marcus. That's right. That's the Chal Be'oinesh, what they did to us. You have a human being, you deserve to get. But here, the Sekal Yisroel Diketin. Here, you are not just having a human being, a Polish guy versus an Irish guy, killing an Irish guy. They, Egyptians, were messing with us. You're messing with us. The Abla is against me as well. The Abla is not just because you kill a human being, because you were killing me. When you were drowning the kids, you were drowning me, Kaviyoko, says Hashem. So yeah, I gotta get you back for what you did to me. So it's true, after we got paid, our account is over, it's set back to normal, we leave. But Hashem's account is not over. Now it's Hashem's account coming back to the Egyptians. Says Hashem, after you left Egypt, Bedaka, now it's my time. Now I am coming back. Now it's my din. Now it's my thing. Now I'm not an anoichi. I'm an istil homo. I am fighting now. This is my own thing. I am coming to get you now. Because the hablo was me. Was against me. Was not just an hablo of Scarbi Oines, of Din. Din Shomayim. Was a special ashgoch of an hablo, Neged Yelisher, every single little thing. Going back to Egypt. Hashem was taking it. So now, I'm going to get you back. I'm not going to damn you. I'm going to myself damn with my own hands. It's the homo. Now it's my thing. That's the goddess of Kriyas Yamsuf. We saw, mamish, that our suffering is the Eivishter's. That's what we saw. We saw that mamish, the Eivishter, what we were going through was such as in Yisrael Yisrael, we just saw Hashem punishment, so it's a shkoya. They deserve it, it's a thing. They deserve to be done. Hashem gave it to them. So we're not like misspoiled for anything. That's regular Scarbe Oynesh. But when we see that what they went through was Hashem's being punished as well, and now Hashem is, so we see the havoc, the kibos in the kingdom, that whatever Hashem that they do to us is doing to him. Like they say, you touch Hashem, you touch mamish in the eye. Like Bilam says, like right, like Gideon, whatever you do, Hashem, Gideon, whatever the uncles when he brings all these things, right? He says, shall I bring it? Right? She says, shall I bring them? Shall I come to them or not? She says, don't. She says, whatever you do to them, your mom is touching Hashem's eye. So that Abba, that's what we saw. That's what we saw in Yisrael Mitzrayim. In Kriyas Yamsuf, we did not see it in Yisrael Mitzrayim. So now comes along Rashi and says like this. What's Rashi talking about? That's by the way, that's Rashi in Shiashirim. The Abo, Sus Berakhoi is the Mishnah Chayosi, I show how much I love you by Sus Berakhoi Berakhoi Berakhoi. That is the show of love. Not Yisrael Mitzrayim. Comes along Rashi, is going so busy, Rashi back and forth. Is it every little thing that Hashem did? What's Rashi talking about? The Holy Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's me like a naked middle. Right. But that connected middle, connected middle, is just a deal of the Metzias of what this other guy got. So it's a Metzias. So this guy got that. So now you're gonna get Mimele, so Mimele Dikadin. Mimele, you the other guy is gonna get restored. You're gonna have to pay back. But when it's Hashem's, so Hashem's just enough to get rid of them. Why is Hashem, his own habla, have to be so little specific? Comes along Rashi and says, no, even Hashem's habla, Hashem's little knage that Hashem suffered, he gave the maximum for every little knage. Rashi's mom is saying, he's finding every little meter can I meet in Hashem's habla. Hashem was not enough, Hashem could just get rid of them. That's him. If that's you, it's okay, it's a mitzvah v'din. Mamish, this guy got that, so you gotta get the same thing. But it's Hashem, whatever, just give it a free of you. Who cares? Hashem doesn't care, doesn't need you. No! Hashem himself, every little thing that Hashem was getting back to them was as his own kaviyochol suffering. So the thing is in the connected middle specifically of Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rashi starts so busy trying to figure it out. I mean, that's Rashi's bashing the whole thing. And this is mamish. I think this is the chat. What does that mean? Rosh Hashiv Chovayam, the whole thing. Mamish. What did they see, the Maise? What did they see? More than Heskin Buzi, the Maise Verkobo? They saw the Eivishter. Heskin and Buzi saw the Eivishter. You did not see the Eivishter, the Maise. You saw Ness. Heskin and Buzi saw the Eivishter. But what does it have to do with him? He's the gadus of the Eivishter. They saw what the Eivishter means to them. What saw what the Eivishter is to them? That is the Mamish of grace and mind. Not some vision, a nevuah they saw. Yeah, Jesus was Christ in the world. You know, David said, but what's second to him? It's just a vision. They saw what the angels and then their mothers won. That's what they saw. The king of Elohim was not seen by Hezekiah and Buzi. They didn't just see a nest. They saw what the nest meant. The nest meant the king of Elohim that Hezekiah and Buzi did not see. Rasa Shivko Yama Shirosa, no such shakers. The real Re'iyo is the real that belongs to you. That the same is one with you, your mom is born with the Avishter. Your Israelic mom is born with the Avishter. I know I went over time. It's either me, so. Thank you for listening.